This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and KOJB. We're here in the ballroom of the Northern Lights Casino in Walker, and we are presenting Scenes from a Snowstorm, Act 2, First Date.
Hi, Jenny. Oh, you're checking up on me, huh? Yeah, he's picking me up any minute. Yes, even in the blizzard. I texted him and he said he had four-wheel drive, so he was coming anyway. I know, right? Oh, I hope so. He was so sweet at the party. I hope he holds up in a snowstorm. Oh, wait, I think I hear him pulling up now. Gotta go.
Okay. Back in the saddle. How did I get a date with this girl? She's way out of my league. Lucy? Lucy Davidson? From the library? She reads books. Oh, boy, she's coming out. Hey.
Hey, James. Lovely weather we're having. Are you wearing snow pants?
Yeah. I thought in case we get stuck and I had to push.
Oh, should I wear snow pants too?
No. You look good in what you've got on now. I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, but just in the time we've been talking, my legs have frozen solid.
They are lovely legs.
Yeah, I'm going to go get my snow pants. I'll be right back. Wait here.
Okay, yeah. Wait right here. No problem.
Hey, is this your car?
Yes, officer.
You can't park here. This is a snow emergency route.
Oh, I'm not parking. I'm just waiting for a girl.
Listen, kid. I've been around the block a few times. Your plan has many flaws.
No, she's inside her house right here. She'll be out any minute. She went to put on snow pants.
I'm back. What's going on?
This must be your girlfriend.
No, I mean, we don't...
Did you really tell him I was your girlfriend?
No, I didn't. I just thought...
It's our first date, officer.
Consensual?
So far.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out for this car. If I see distress, I'll tase this guy, haul you back here. Move along now. Plows are coming.
Won't be necessary, officer. Thanks, though.
Here, let me get this door for you. Oh, God.
Thanks. You're like my personal Mountie.
Personal Mountie. I'm going down. Going down. Nice.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So, here we are.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're willing to do this. I really wanted to see you again.
Well, what's a girl going to do in a snowstorm? I could use an adventure.
Yeah, about that. The restaurant where I made a reservation closed down because of the storm. Actually, that whole side of town is pretty much inaccessible, so I figured we'd head out to the casino.
The casino, huh?
Yeah, I know, but they've got a buffet, and who knows, maybe we'll win something.
What's your game?
Breaking hearts?
No, your casino game.
Oh, just smoking marbs at the slot machines.
You're terrible. I've got my eye on you.
And I've got my eye on you. Whoa, losing control. Losing control.
We're facing the wrong way.
It's a skid. I'm going to steer into it.
Steer out of it.
No,
out.
It's okay. This is a controlled skid.
Nothing say there's no such thing.
Are you okay, Lucy?
Yes. Are you?
All in one piece. God, sorry about that.
I'm sorry, too. I'm not a very good crash partner.
Hey, we're fine. I just hung up on a little snow. Here, let me engage the 4x4. I tell you, it's worth the money.
How much money are we talking about here?
Don't worry, I'm gonna rock it.
Careful with the transmission.
It's moving. A little.
Do you want me to get out and push?
No, not on our first date anyway. I'll push. You hit the gas. Here, can you get over me and I'll move over to the passenger seat?
Okay, like over or under?
You go over, I'll slide.
Okay, all right, so my leg is caught on the gear shift. Can you unhook my snow pants?
Like the straps?
Not the straps, Romeo. Get the leg off the gear shift with your hand.
How?
Under my leg.
Okay.
Oh, I said leg! That's a thigh. Upper thigh.
I can't reach that far. Can you lean over a little more?
I can try. Here, I'll put my hand on your leg and... Oh!
Oh, it's a hammer! It's a hammer! That's a hammer! I've got a hammer in the pocket of my snow pants. A real one. Just a hammer.
For Christ's sake, James, what do you need a hammer for?
I'm fixing my bike.
Really?
Okay, I was hanging a chickadee feeder. You're free. Here, I'll move over and done. All set.
Good. That was kind of awkward. Your arms are in good shape. You must hang a lot of chickadee feeders.
Birds gotta eat. I'll get out now. The door is stuck. We're in pretty deep. Try your side.
Same over here. The snow is up over the window and we're in backwards, so I can't even see out the back.
And now the engine died. Just try to start it.
Everything's dead. I can't even open the windows.
All right, we might be in here for a while. Do you know much about survival?
I breathe every day. But no, I've never been stuck in a car for 5 days with some cute guy I met at a work party, if that's what you're driving at.
Well, I just want us to make it, Lucy. This is about survival now. We're going to have to do a lot of things that weren't part of the plan. We're going to have to get by on these power bars from my gym bag.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to huddle for warmth.
Hmm.
And I don't know how to say this, but if this goes on much longer, we might have to drink our own pee.
What?
Only if we have to. I mean, I have a cup here. It's a stadium cup, wide mouth.
But I don't want to drink my own pee. Not on the first date.
We just need to be ready for all the contingencies. We're probably good for a day. Jeez, Lucy, I have no idea why you agreed to go on this date with me. I'm such a screw-up, so stupid.
James, it hasn't been all bad. You're a sweet guy. Sometimes circumstances just go beyond our control.
I suppose it's stupid to ask if I can take you on a second date, maybe when we're not in the middle of a blizzard.
Actually, I'd kind of like that.
What's that?
Someone's rescuing us.
Slow and steady. Slow and steady there. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, thank you so much. We were stuck in there.
Yes, you're a lifesaver.
Now, you two lovebirds, stand clear of that tow cable. That bad boy snaps and you're liable to be holding hands in the morgue with your heads in separate bags. If you know what I mean.
Okay, sure. By the way, who are you?
Derry Broad. Derry's Derek and Hoist. 10 Strike, Minnesota.
Well, I'll be sure to recommend you the next time someone I know needs a hoist.
Well, you never can tell until the moment comes, Missy. That's for sure.
Oh, hello, officer.
You kids are crazy. I saw you stuck in the snow here and called up the truck. You two should have stayed back in town at her house.
Well, it was our first date. I wasn't sure if we were ready for that.
How do you feel now?
I don't know. I think we could have dinner back at my place. I've got some pasta.
Oh, that would be great.
It's funny, officer. He had a hammer in his pocket.
I bet he did. You want me to tase him?
No, I like having him around.
And not even a taser could keep me away from this girl.
There is no hammer, is there?
Ball
the Great Northern Radio Players. You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show.